some. And for that matter, witches, there are no rules.
Guidelines in getting the balance right between two different sounds in one night.
We glide through its narrow corridors, symbolizing a room, and watch Mother, the autopilot's nickname given by the crew, giving birth to the astronauts.
seemed to exist at all, because Ted was learning so much. Oman was a master storyteller, full of wisdom and ancient starry secrets. And anyone would always give him information from his endless banks. If the astroplanetes have traveled for so many light years, why aren't they all old?
They do not age because they are always entering the future. They are always changing. You only age if you never change. At the ready.
Well, what about light traps? Apex predators in the black hole.
Black holes exist throughout the fabric of space. Snowblink signals if we are near one. It would mean the end for our kind. At the ready.
Laurie's voice came over the microphone. We seem to be approaching the terminator zone. It could mean a black hole. But our scanners indicate a dark nebula, so it might be nearby. Looks like the ship will be closer. Overshot sun. When Ted and Sirius entered the control room, he found everyone silently focused on one of the scanners.
Is there a problem, Glory?
Asked Ted, rather shakily.
Gotta be sure,
she said in a tight voice.
This dark nebula is obscuring everything. Snowblink can't get a distinct view of it or something.
Chance said.
Gosh.
Sure enough, the terraplane was slowly being drawn forward as if by a giant hand.
What do we do now?
There was no answer. Sirius fought. Went back to the
stereo test and demonstration record.
I'm not doing a notice.
Tell me what to do, my friend. Glory looked at him and whispered, try to reverse the negative wall. Concentrate.
This egg is manipulated people in a very special way. They said we don't play music, we play programs. That's their own mind. We do not play music, we play programs. Music transforms a huge audience, which is not invited to even notice the
difference.
But it is a transplant. We use the sonar and the media system in their unconscious aspects, their own transplant.
I study the magical power of deep inside. All of the negative energy was incredibly strong. But Ted's love for these creatures was strong.
His heart was
one thing only. Light. Light.
Have a collect call from
light.
The balance control itself is operating correctly.
Puzzling. Jump, mumble, jump gibberish, you know.
Oh, yeah. I never really liked the newer.
What formula are you rattling off at 3 o'clock in the morning?
That's what's so important. You couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting.
Make sure that we turn the tide.
Some might say that that den is off.
I finally began to wonder if you were real.
I have a look
works for you.
What up, Jim? What up, Jim?
I need to remind you who and what I am.
He's not winning.
Yeah, you got him. Yeah.
Any dead bodies left behind will be chagrined upon.
Lonely, intricate grave.
Agent Dr. Nibbitong. Dr. Nibbitong, your pizza is here.
Oh, wait, wait.
Sometimes, like tonight, for instance, we get no answer. An echo will always sound. Sometimes the human brain sleeps. Brain damage.
I thought it
might be brain damage. And your kids are probably it. Exactly. Keep that on both, Sean, and your brain will turn into a sponge. Revolution in the streets is an arrest. The time is running out. The power of Kerrigan is real. Very vague. The script for this has already been written. I mean, all we have to do.
It's already written all over the line.
That's right. It's written in peace.
It is written. You know, before that, said it was written, I used to say, for so the prophet spake.
I understand. You're breaking up.
No.
Really?
Did I mention whatever you think you said, you didn't say. Synaptic transfer system. Shared brain space. In our brain. Generates 1,000 feet. I pumped
How do you do, Doctor?
Oh, is she as pretty as Barbara?
Prettier.
Oh, fantastic. Send her right here.
This is the doctor. He will see you now.
How do you do, Doctor?
Oh, nurse.
The year was 1967.
I fear that the only way to stop those possessed by the spirits of the monk is through the act of bodily dismemberment.
The year was 1977. Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer from Georgia, became American.
I didn't want to fall asleep. I was in no pain, but I couldn't get up. I knew I was losing blood. I saw the blood coming out of my chest, out of my back. There was blood coming out of my arm. I tasted the blood in my mouth. I was starting to get cold and nervous. And I guess the pain kept me awake.
Lose 10% of your blood, and you might feel a little bit faint. It's like donating blood. It's no big deal. If you lose 20%, you might be a little bit faint, a little bit dizzy. Your heart rate is certainly going to go up a little. Lose 40% of your blood and you're in trouble. You're beginning to lose consciousness as a result of that.
You know, if you ever ridden inside an ambulance, that sound echoes. Today, I even hate that sound every time I hear an ambulance. While I was in the ambulance, the pain started.
This terrifying sugar, grease, and salt.
Yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I don't know. Your job is to can't be me.
I can hear them. Little lost breath still sighing their sighs.
It's gonna rain over there.
Tremendous. Donald will stop and be totally awesome, amazing, and tremendous. He'll stop it. He can do anything. He's amazing.
Plugged in, probably. Where are your plugs?
A lot of people would ask. Kind of this.
Where have I can hear you, and the people at home, they can hear you too.
Breathing and
coming in clear as a crystal radio set. Well, is their little switch next to it manipulated? Because that increases the sound. Move it back and forth and see if the... Because that increases
right,
the sound.
I'm keeping track.
Move it back and forth and see if there's any change in sound coming into your dreams.
What do you think?
The conspiracies that we discussed.
Which were some of my favorite things.
No, I haven't even started
it. And
a lot of...
Well, this is the most...
This is a lot of conversations we have.
Yes, getting it right. So significant.
You know, and then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like
I'm not
it needed something on the ground to connect with the audience.
Can you hear? I can now hear. Can you hear me?
Yes,
this whole thing.
I hear you.
All categories
I'm
trying to follow. But I remember
your stuff.
Can you hear me?
Very clear. How about the background?
If you manage to see,
so much more fun.
Try to indicate. Try the level as a right now.
Please do the show with me. This would be awesome. And when we start talking about what would the show be?
And I have to say that all this trouble really is worthwhile.
It's time for some.
It does pay off in the end, as we remember from the prequel and Challenge in the sequel. City of innovation and fine music.
Not remotely. Sting, did you send a trace? Not remotely.
Why?
His words. I'm sure I've heard
try and keep it as brief as possible.
I remember.
Miss Christine, she was a patient. Well, very
here?
Still.
No.
I know it.
She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child. She was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Well, yeah. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Foggy.
Now, you're blurry, too. From my perspective, you're even more blurry.
It's mono.
Can you hear the background music?
Very, very faintly. It's like coming from an old bass speaker in a house next door. This mic here. Because I was talking like this.
Well, I actually think your voice does carry, but it's much better and warmer if you can speak close to the mic.
Yeah.
You could move
it
close to you, could you not? Move it a little closer, and move yourself a little closer to the fire.
I could take
there. Isn't that better? Warm and comfortable. Oh, what? Oh, the screen. Well, that they call it that. A spit.
Yes.
So spit
you don't seem to be bothered.
Well,
it doesn't bother you.
That there's this icky spit guard right in front of me lip?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather
have an icky phone. A microphone.
Just don't touch it with your own lips, and it will guard the microphone from
it also prevents peas from being popped.
Peas will pop in any case. Could have to do with recording parameters, but
let's try it.
It's always good not to pop peas.
Pop, pop.
No, there you go. Popping.
Pop, pop.
Just
see, that
I told
popped.
You not to pop.
Well, but they call me Michael Poppy.
Beppy.
Poppy.
Beppy. Yeah.
The show. Closing evidence.
Where is the sacred church? Very brave people, I'll tell you, because I don't think they're coming back.
Well, they might not, but it's never really been proved that anyone can live away from the Earth.
Right. See, very, very experimental.
If you go out there, maybe you'll just die, because you need the entire Earth and everything on it as a support structure to keep you going.
Yeah.
And you can live in a can for 90 hours, you know, and survive it, it's just that,
you took a long trip.
You'd be out there. You would have no earthly connection.
Right.
Would you be insane in space? But maybe not. You know, it's, be an incredible and heroic, thing to do.
I don't think anybody...
A goal to shoot at, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows what happens to the brain in weightless space.
They do. On the International Space Station, they're weightless all the time. They're in microgravity.
Yeah, but for years, for the actual possibly
yes, that's
many
the
months,
thing. It would be many months to get
even
from
with the fastest.
Here.
The fastest is one of these super,
I don't
super
want
rockets.
You to be
they're saying they can maybe get it under 2 years, but that would be very, very experimental. It's got to be at least 5 years, I think. That's how we talk.
That's ridiculous.
To get there.
I don't think it'll take that long, really.
That's what's
the. You will be able to hear what I say.
There are all sorts of problems with propulsion and navigation.
But at the same time,
the speed they
came at,
it's maintained is, has to be minutely calculated.
At the same time, it's been maybe 2 years ago now that they came out with the idea that it was going to be a 6-person crew, 3 men and 3 women.
Please keep yourself to yourself.
That's what they said, and of course. Didn't Obama mention it in the 2020s or something?
That way you won't get no
hair. Well, they're trying to make it long-range.
I hope they do.
We can get it together enough on the planet.
Oh, yeah. The cooperation of most, if not all, other nations. You know, the world effort.
Yes, too many secrets.
We'll have to wait.
Too much elaborate.
By the time we get to that point,
too much left.
It'll probably be a half a Chinese effort. But, you know, they would do it, I think. You know, it really became musical. But if you think about your body being away from gravity for all those years, and then years or months or whatever on the planet.
Please don't you call
yeah, years
me
on the planet Mars. Whatever that gravitational
situation don't come
is.
Knocking at night.
And then taking another
He's
trip back
on the
for another few years.
Your manners are never quite right.
It's going to be a long
clear.
It was going to be very difficult for your body to re-enter into the Earth's atmosphere.
And look, now
well,
you know,
it is possible. And there you can exercise also. But, there's some.
But they say your bones even wear out.
There's bone laws in microgravity. On a different planet, you would still slowly lose bone mass, but they have it for a while.
Yeah.
And if you continue to exercise, you could probably maintain.
That's the idea, yeah.
But that's another problem when the gravity is less than your own home world.
You like
but
today, I've got an
more
extra awesome game to share with you.
More.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Wars?
Right. A way that perhaps can't be made up for.
Well, it makes you super strong.
So,
you must, if you
become heavier
you,
and wider, perhaps?
Your muscles adapt to the much stronger pull. And so, by earthly standards, you're extremely strong.
Perhaps there wouldn't have been a Homo erectus. Gravity.
The Earth has been larger, but the whole thing is so chancy, it boggles the mind. Anything different has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
We need a special moon to play to the
It is a very important test to anyone who wishes to enjoy the ultimate sound that his stereo is capable of delivering.
Yeah. Well, mystery or conundrum, I ask you.
Coincidence or conspiracy? Days of enjoyment with studio guest Michael Pepe.
And let me tell you, there is nothing sadder than a slackless child.
That's for damn sure.
There are slackless children all over our world today, ladies and gentlemen.
Those who helped me, and those who have helped me in the past, know that this is true.
That if by merely moving your finger, you can
some voluntary muscular movement,
you can enliven the lives of millions of bored
citizens and members of governing boards.
Children,
yes,
mainly,
it's possible.
But mainly slackless children
Warning.
Who
Implant
well, I don't feel like playing
children in its larger sense, as in, say, the children of Israel
Government
or
approved.
The children of the
Warning.
Impressionist
Detected
movement.
Well,
I'm not actually referring to wee ones with rattles and bassinets. Heavens, no.
Well,
no, I'm talking about adults, after all. Have undergone more of life's vicissitudes than those overly pampered children, and thus logically deserve even more charity, support, donation than some fictitious, slackless child.
Well,
children are very good at entertaining themselves and finding slack for themselves if left alone. Because just as I said, it was in the sense of, say, the children of Israel or something like that. The type, the gems, the type. has the phrase.
Solo respirar.
Yeah, we're just chilling at the other prisoners here. So we hope you're enjoying this extra slice of the show live on radio. Those of you who are still with us on this fine, froggy morning. Well, I can't see the little indication of how many gremlins are peering into the infrascope, so that data doesn't come to me, but...
I didn't know that you could see gremlins in a...
You can see exactly right over here, if you know how to set it up properly, you can see how many geeks are a-gawking at you. And you can also see how many did at the peak of geek.
Yeah.
Well, but for some reason, that display is not there, and I lack the ability to bring it up on the screen.
Really? So you are insufficiently geeky to see how geeky your audience is.
And your point would be?
Would be that you need to be more geeky, and that the audience...
More geeky, sacre bleu.
The audience also should be more geeky enough to... listen to the show.
Well, I think people who listen to the show are not coming to us for technological advice.
True.
Or
true.
Any discussion of computers, which,
yes,
when it happens at the dinner table, the soundtrack all conversation.
I know, I hate it. I hate it myself.
And produces the death instantly of human
people. People should be discussing.
If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably
even the Boulder.
Its rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resounding, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and the consistency of Miller's seduction scenes. And the effect for the audience is that despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic look and detached stare invoke a finer sense of fear above all else. Perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of the song also plays the hypnotic scenes, which takes place at the beach.
Perhaps I should take us back
to drowning this is the first film where Laura has empathy. Hear from the swimmer, but she isn't equipped to process it, and so her violent reaction seems not sensible, which is where the song begins. Laura kills the swimmer,
Where did they set it up?
In accordance with the programming,
where did they have room?
Science museum.
Why drag the body across the beach? For that matter, why did anything at all? The jarring apathy for the abandoned baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience.
But this is unbelievable. It's the size of 10 elephants. Weighs as much as 10.
Yes,
the creeping seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's Laura begins to experience the depth of human
so
capable.
So we'll just chomp
first,
these jungle trees, these
like
leafy jungle trees all along.
Stalking becomes intercut with more candid observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
Can you imagine witnessing a...
Get
Stay relaxed.
On the threshold of space.
like a ticket.
A scant 60 years ago, two bicycle makers from Dayton dreamed, sweated, one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man aloft for a distance of 212 feet. For 17 seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight.
Thus becoming the giant monster. It had that effect.
I would have eaten it if I found it.
That's
the working preference to man's eventual controlled flight.
So what do you think was
Solar
West Hamlet? Do you think this was this before West Side Story or after?
It was after, of course, and he got a check. His star was falling, and yet Americans could always get a great job by going overseas somewhere and being the American guy who's vaguely familiar as an American actor. And he didn't have that great status. That's why there are all these British science fiction movies with Forrest Tucker and Gene Evans and Dean Jagger and actors of that It may be difficult to think of Forrest Tucker as a scientist, and yet in the movie Cosmic Monsters, he was a
That's because you associate him with...
Hello, hello.
F-Troop, right?
I associate him with playing evil, brutal bad guys, which he did for a large part of his career. A lot of these guys.
He was a Nazi fighter.
Abusive, evil son of a bitches, but here in these movies, they got to be the heroes.
Sons, I think it's sons of bitches, not son of a bitches.
But it's all old age stuff.
Hello. I'm gonna go a little early.
Yes. Where's that guy from?
I know, who's that guy? Dr.
Goldie. A vampire and stuff. This is a blind love.
A
vampire.
The first time in my life.
Radio vampire.
That's Radio Vampire, Radio VAMP.
That's not Radio Valencia. That's the only
no.
Station that comes.
No. We don't publicize the Vampire.
Well, but you are coming to exchange blood with us later, right?
Yes, but the thing is,
you know, young people really do that. They'll drink each other's blood. They're crazy.
I know one who has done it, and so do others.
I bet I know who that is.
Well, then why not?
That's right.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Talking about those we know who have sampled human blood.
Yes.
But I tell you that the vampire does not need to drink blood. Just by induction, he, she, or it can lie down next to you, and vitality can pass from your body.
Really?
the vampire. Without reviving the vampire, this is the most common form
really?
Of it.
Without
the
them
blood
biting.
Is just a taste of, that some prefer.
So they don't have to bite you, that's what you're saying?
It depends on what they want. If they want to assume a sort of pseudo-substantiality, to be really there, they can drink blood and have a sort of a projection of a body. But for the most part, the vampire is not even physically present. It is a malignant form of energy. It has cast no reflection. It has no shame. Not but on the other hand, they've been around a long time. And they know the drill. They know how to get laid until they get bored, they can live forever.
Yeah. Well, I know the when they bite into like a usual host, like a cow or something, they
now you're talking
just,
about the vampire buck.
Yes, they'll just make a prick or make a hole, and then they kind of lap it.
Exactly.
They just lap it after.
There's no sucking if you're too they create a hole, as you say, and then with their tongue they lap the blood. And they do this to people, okay.
Yeah.
But the people have to be asleep. And of course, as always, it doesn't hurt when they get you because they have a little bit of anesthetic in the article. So you don't even know you've been pierced and your blood is being lapped up. The problem is not with this process, which is sort of sharing for all. The problem is with the diseases that are often transmitted from one host to another.
Well, from us to them, but I mean...
depiction in the movies, the vampire bat does not fly to its victim. It lands a short distance away, then crawls over the ground and crawls onto the victim. Then it begins to draw its blood moving.
Yes, they're really little rascals that crawl around like they like you don't see them. But
the little rascals are older than that. They're 10, 11,
what would be the diseases that they might spread to humans? You would think, since they are drinking our blood, that we wouldn't catch anything from
not
them.
Not from them, from another host. They can go to a sick host, and they can then contaminate you with some of the blood from that host. This is the way that the Anopheles mosquito transmits malaria. This is the way that the cone nose bug of the Southwest, the so-called kissing bug.
Number nine, there were not. The quality of nudity this year was depressing.
You want to keep your blood from being sampled by anybody because of the side effects. The side effects are always bad. A loss of a minuscule amount of blood isn't so bad.
No.
Unless a thousand things do it to you. But the things that come along with it are not good and to be avoided.
Still, though,
never welcome anything that invades your body.
Yes.
Never make a hole in your body. I'm sorry, with all this metal piercing, you're really asking for it.
Exactly.
The body has to be kept well guarded if it wishes to persist.
But this is just
one person's opinion, after all.
However, if the body is not actually penetrated by the vampire bat in any way, if the bat is, as it were, downstream and merely lapping up the blood that has already left the body, then
you won't catch no disease. But why are you streaming blood out in the wilderness?
Well, because he's bit you. Because he's bit you. I mean,
so well, then it's already transmitted in that bite. Terrible disease. It doesn't.
I was a youngster when I first learned how to cush. I spent the 50 on my ring to split. I had the corner going crazy off split. I got the armor hammer, I learned how to split. I got that armor hammer, I learned how to split. I got that armor hammer, I learned how to split. I got that armor hammer, I learned how to split. I got that armor hammer, I learned how to split. I took a brick and whooped a. They call me Armor Hammer, Mr. Airbnb.
Groups have left several officers injured. Police cars destroyed. some set of fire. Tonight, looters have let ravage through stores, crowds rampaging the streets, police maintaining a system right now, and they're just...
Journey will end, but I know where it starts. You tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes, and that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. I was trapped, I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Oh, life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know. Was lost.
One of ten. The visually stunning world of Tron.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. And everybody, please remember.